It's interesting, about 13 years ago when I preached this message, Lee Strobel had written something about the 90s, and I thought it'd be worth reading for the 21st century, talking about facing life as it is and how hectic it is. He said this: if you're a person living in this present age, figure the 21st century, and he was talking about the 90s, so he was playing on the 90s. He said, if you're really a person of the 90s, you feel like life is whizzing by you at 90 miles an hour. You work 90 hours a week, and you still have 90 items on your to-do list. You're on a 90-calorie-a-day diet, and you look 90 pounds overweight in your swimming suit. You've got 90 different bills to pay, and you're already $90 overdrawn, and that's just the interest. You're still paying $90 a month on your student loan, and you don't know where you're going to get the $90,000 to send your kids to school. You've got 90 channels of cable television. Boy, that's changed, hasn't it? About 900. And there is still nothing worth watching. You drive your kids to 90 different activities and events in a month, and your toddler has just asked why for the 90th time today. And you think everything would be fine if you were just making 90 grand a year. I don't know if you remember that quote from Lee Strobel, who wrote the two books about Christ and about faith that we studied in Sunday school. But, you know, you feel that way about life. And New Year's comes, and we want to start over. And in the church, usually on the first Sunday of the New Year, I try to make us think biblically about the new year, finding something to comfort us. But the passage that we're going to look at today is sort of a comfort and a discomfort. It has a yuck factor and a wow factor, is the way I'm putting it this time, just to help it be a little more memorable, especially for the kids. And so we're going to look at this passage, living under the eye of God in 2011, understanding God's knowledge of us and the yuck factor in that, the disturbing factor in that, but the comforting factor, the wow factor as well. So let's consider this passage. You see, what we're being told in the scriptures for 2011 and every year that we face, we should live in such a way that everyone who sees us will know that we have a God who knows our every move. We live in such a way that shows to them we know that God is watching us. And that works out in our lives in a positive and in a negative way. And if people know that God is watching us, they will see us act very different in this year. I'll be very honest with you. When I was converted, I worked for Western Union. And we would go out at night and, you know, abuse alcohol and drugs and just feel terrible and lousy. So you go to work and it's Friday, you want to go out to work, you feel so. We would have diet pills, and you take an amphetamine, and then I'd go in the men's room, a couple of us, and we would sleep when we were supposed to be working. And then we'd wake up in about 15 minutes ready to go, and we'd go in, and we would just waste the time on this buzz, and then we'd go off to our weekends. And that's sort of how I lived my life, and a lot of my friends as well. I was convicted that God was watching me, and that God knew that I was in the men's room, I was sleeping. And it really shook me up. My pastor pressed me on that. And I realized that I was to be a witness and I wasn't to do that anymore. So I think as we think about God's eye upon us for this year, it needs to have that type of disturbing effect. But then I actually came into a comforting effect of the fact that I knew God was watching me as well. So we're to live that way. And I just read an article in The Economist not too long ago. It was talking about London. London, probably more than any other city, there's nowhere you can go in London where they can't see you. They have cameras and monitoring devices everywhere. And it's happening when you go downtown. I remember when I visited my son in Baltimore, and I said, what's that blue light flashing on the telephone pole? Well, that means it's a bad intersection. Well, there was one on every intersection in the whole area. Well, you see them here in Allentown now. There are cameras. They're watching. And so we get this sense, you know, Big Brother's watching you. I mean, the bank in Emmaus that used to be Merchants Bank, I did all my banking there for years, was just robbed. And they zeroed in on the guys because there was a GPS device in the money bag, and they knew exactly where they were, and they found the money bag. And, you know, you have a cell phone, they know where you are. You know, I remember that old joke where the two guys are standing in front of the map, and it says, "You are here." And they went, "They know where we are," you know. And that was just a joke like 20 years ago, misreading the sign. But now when you read